Our procedure was, if there is a good hot thunderstorm coming for your mountain, you keep an eye, close eye on it, and when it gets within a mile or so of the mountain, you run outside and throw the switch on the telephone line so they'll disconnect your telephone. And then you run back in, and each lookout had a little stool, a four-legged stool, and it had these glass insulators on the legs. And you sit on that stool until the storm was gone. If you had a lightning strike, it actually hit your cabin. It would be taken care of because they had half-inch copper cables that went down each corner of the cabin, and it was grounded so that you were safe. But still, you sat on that stool. I remember one real stormy time. I could look south, clear down to the Wilbur area and beyond. And here was a real hot lightning storm coming, and I knew it'd come my way because they all came north. And so when it got dark and I went to bed, I looked at it, saw where it was. And so about 10 o'clock at night, well, you'd hear a little ding on the telephone, just a little bit of a ding. And you knew that the storm was somewhere within 10 miles of your mountain, because just electricity and then these lightning strikes would cause that.